What up? Thank you for tuning into this latest episode of Asbrock's Bengals Thoughts, presented to you by Impact Sports Cincinnati. My name is Chris Asbrock, and I am here to recap the Bengals-Browns game. I don't know why. I don't want to. I am sick and tired of coming on here week after week and trying to talk about a Bengals loss. This team, I continue to say, you know, the team has the talent. I am sick and tired of I don't even know how to put it. It is basically what it comes down to is why the hell do I continue to waste my time with this team week in and week out when crap like this continues to happen? Plain and simple. Simply inexcusable. I don't understand it. You know, and you try to have some positivity. You know, Bengals score and you're like, all right, you know, let's get it going here. You know, you take the lead. You know, you're up 34-31, and you know, you just sick and tired of having your heart broken is what it comes down to. There's a minute and 6 seconds left, and you know damn well this team is going to lose it. You know damn well it's going to happen. That is what is absolutely sickening week in and week out, that this crap continues to happen. Make a play. Step up and make a freaking play. You're 1-5-1. They've had countless games to where they should be able to close this game out and win a game, and they can't do it. That is simply inexcusable. I don't understand what is wrong with this coaching staff, why this crap continues to happen week in and week out. You are wasting countless opportunities that Joe Burrow is giving you to win football games, and you're wasting them. You're pissing them away. And I don't understand why this team, this coaching staff, continues to let it happen. Step up and make a freaking play. It's not that hard. You know, you sit there and you watch the Browns go right down the field and drive it right down your throat. And it is simply embarrassing that they allow it to happen. And they continuously do it. Continuously do it. You know, the first two drives ended in interceptions. The Bengals drive 10 plays, go 70 yards, 5 minutes and 44 seconds, and they throw a pickoff, and they throw an interception in the end zone. You know, hey, this is what it is. That crap's going to happen. All right, no big deal. You know, they get the ball right back at it, and 2 plays later, they get the ball back on an interception by Darius Phillips. You know, perfect. The Bengals do a great job there getting the ball back. They go 3 plays, 14 yards, Joe Burrow, touchdown run, you're up 7-0. You force the Browns to punt. And then 6 plays, minus 4 yards on it was a strip sack by Myles Garrett. And let's be honest, Myles Garrett's an absolute freak. He's a stud. And, you know, it is what it is, all right? You're still up 7-0. Browns go 5 plays, 8 yards. They capitalize on a field goal. Okay, you're up 7-3 now. Bengals get the ball back, drive 11 plays. They drive 62 yards, 5 minutes and 12 seconds. They're up 10-3 on a 37-yard field goal by Randy Bullock. Okay, there we go. Bengals get the ball back, or the Browns get the ball back. Their first drive of the second quarter, they go 11 plays, 70 yards. And this is where Baker Mayfield just simply torched the Cincinnati Bengals after starting 0-for-5. He simply torched the Bengals, and I swear to God, I don't understand how they just make him look like he is the next coming of Joe Montana. I don't understand it. I simply don't get it. He plays like pure trash against everybody else in the league, but against the Bengals, he's the greatest quarterback that we've ever seen. It's not hard. Step up, have some pride in yourself, and make a play. Make a play. Not hard. It is not hard. If you have any you know, pride in yourself as a Cincinnati Bengals player. You were going to step up and make a play when it matters most. When your quarterback, your rookie quarterback, is going out there and he's doing his damnedest to get this Bengals team a win. And they had, this defense has pissed it away, I don't know how many times. Countless times they have pissed away these opportunities. Simply inexcusable. That is what drives me nuts. So going back, the Browns go 11 plays, 70 yards, take 7 minutes and 30 seconds off the clock, and they tie it up on it was a 3-yard touchdown pass to Harrison Bryant for the touchdown to tie it up. And, you know, the Bengals, again, I mean, can't cover a tight end, and Harrison Bryant had four receptions for 56 yards. Two of those were touchdowns. Simply just unbelievable. Bengals, though, you know, they get the ball, and they go 10 plays, 85 yards. Now, this is where Joe Burrow does, you know, great job. And again, Bengals, you know, Joe Burrow gives the Bengals a chance right there. They go, like I said, 10 plays, 85 yards, 3 minutes and 24 seconds. Boom. They take the lead, 11-yard touchdown pass to Tyler Boyd, for the touchdown, giving the Bengals the 17-10 lead going into the half. Well, what happens? And it transitioned from the Marvin Lewis era to the Zach Taylor era. Oh, we got the lead in the half. Well, let's go out and let's play not to lose. That's exactly what they do. They continue. They don't. They take their foot off the gas, and they do not. They will not put a team away. They continuously let teams stay in the game. You're up 17-10 at the half. Browns go 9 plays, 75 yards, and 5 minutes and 28 seconds to tie it right up on a 6-yard pass to Harrison Bryant again from Baker Mayfield. It's 17-all. The Bengals get the ball back, 12 plays, 76 yards, and it is it covers 6 minutes and 41 seconds. The Bengals kick a field goal out of it. It's a 23-yard field goal to make it 20-17 from Randy Bullock. Then again, Browns, eight play drive, 74 yards, another touchdown. David Njoku, 16-yard touchdown reception there. Took 4 minutes and 38 seconds off the clock. It is 24-20. Okay, Bengals get the ball back. Drive it right down the field, 12 plays, 80 yards, 4 minutes and 28 seconds. Joe Burrow to T. Higgins, 16-yard touchdown pass. Boom, it is 27-24. But then what does the Bengals defense do? Right down the field again. They allow it to happen again. 7 plays, 75 yards, 3 minutes and 52 seconds. Baker Mayfield on the short pass over to Kareem Hunt. It was an 8-yard touchdown pass. And it was a result in one of the – I can't remember who the linebacker was for the Bengals that got picked. And he slipped and fell, and Kareem Hunt walks in untouched. 31-27. Okay. Bengals have a chance here. Let's get it going. They go 10 plays, 85 yards, 3 minutes and 47 seconds on a fourth down and goal, or on a fourth down. Joe Burrow finds Giovanni Bernard for a 3-yard touchdown pass on a fourth and inches. Get the touchdown. They're up 34-31 with a minute and 6 to go. And you knew damn well after that happened, you sit back, and as a Bengals fan, especially with what we've seen in the Joe Burrow era, what do you expect is going to happen? Well, they're just going to let this team go right down the field with very little resistance. And sure as hell, Baker Mayfield, the Donovan Peoples-Jones, who I loved, Michigan guy, 24-yard touchdown pass on a 5-play drive that went 75 yards. 5 plays, 55 seconds. Boom. Browns are up 37-34. Bengals get the ball back with 11 seconds. Giovanni Bernard with a great return takes it up to the 42. Throw a Hail Mary, and they can't get it done. So why do we continue to put ourselves through this? Why? I simply have got to figure that out. Why I choose to be completely and utterly miserable every Sunday, week in and week out, watching the crap that this team continues to spew out every single game. I don't freaking get it. I don't get it. I simply don't. Baker Mayfield, 22 of 28, 297 yards, 5 touchdowns, 1 interception. Jarvis Landry, he goes 1 for 1 for 19 yards. He had a great pass to Donovan Peoples-Jones on a trick play there that was almost blown up. But God forbid we make a play. And, you know, Kareem Hunt rushed for 76 yards on 18 carries, an average of 4.2 a carry. Jarvis Landry had 2 for 4, and then D'Ernest Johnson 1 for 3. You know, this was simply, the damage was done on the offense from Baker Mayfield simply flinging it around this team. That's all he was doing, was flinging it around on this defense with zero resistance after he was intercepted on the first drive. After that, what the hell? It was a free-for-all. Rashard Higgins, the Colorado State prospect, 6 receptions for 110 yards. He was targeted 6 times, hauled in all 6. Harrison Bryant was targeted 5 times, like I said earlier. 4 of those he hauled in, 2 touchdowns and 56 yards. Donovan Peoples-Jones, targeted 3 times, had all 3, 56 yards on 3 receptions, and that huge touchdown right at the end. Jarvis Landry, 5 for 48. Kareem Hunt, 3 for 26. He did have a touchdown. David Njoku, 2 for 20. And OBJ. OBJ was hurt. He was targeted one time, did not come down with the reception. He was one, left the game with a knee injury. And, you know, and that was it. Now, offensively, I'm not going to get mad at the Cincinnati Bengals. You know what? They did an admirable job offensively. If this team can only freaking figure out how to make, you know, have all 3 sets of a team, offense, defense, and special teams, all 3 units, if they can play together, hot damn, this team would be good. But they can't, simply can't. Joe Burrow, 35 of 47 for 406 yards, 3 touchdowns and 1 interception. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Joe Burrow, rookie quarterback, who is going to be a damn good quarterback in this league. A damn good quarterback. 35 of 47, again, for 406 yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 interception. And what do? They waste it again. The defense continues to waste these opportunities for this football team. Now the Bengals fall to 1-5-1 because the defense simply cannot stop an opposing team in trying to win the game. I am just flat out floored by that. How in the hell does that continue to happen week in and week out? How? It's not hard. If you have any pride in yourself, you're going to step up and make a play for your team. Make a play for your teammate. Your rookie quarterback who's got a ton of swagger. And you can see he's got a ton of leadership qualities. He goes 35 of 47, 406 yards, leads you right down the field. And you cannot get anything out of that. That is what is unbelievable to me. How does that continue to happen week in and week out? I simply do not understand it. What is going on with this football team? You've got players who are pissed off at each other, and it just, you know, it just simply baffles me. And now I'm able to pull up the game book here from the game. So this is really going to tell me a little more. This is what I'm intrigued about. I'm waiting for it to pop up. But it is just, it's upsetting to see what happens with this, I don't get it. I simply do not get it. I don't get it. I mean, you look at what happens with this team. Now, after the interception, the first 2 drives of the first quarter, 2 of the 3 drives resulted in turnovers. Okay, that's obviously not a good situation. You know, you do the 10-play, 70-yard drive, and it ends in the interception on the first drive. You score a touchdown on your second. Third drive was the fumble. After that, field goal, touchdown, touchdown. You scored on your final five drives of the football game. Well, minus the Hail Mary at the end. I'm not going to count that one. Your final five drives were touchdowns. Or were points, I'm sorry. You scored a touchdown on four. Oh, wait, hold on. Yeah, I'm trying to figure out. Yeah, on four of your, so over half of your drives, four of eight, I'm sorry, I can't figure out how to count. Four of your eight drives, the Bengals scored a touchdown. And look at the Cleveland Browns here. Their four drives in the second half all were touchdowns, and they were all in drives that lasted over 70 yards. 70 yards, every single one of them. And if you're going to count the drive that, you know, not if you're not counting the drive that was the end of the half, obviously that's, you know, one play where they took the knee and got out of there. The drive before that was an 11-play, 70-yard drive. So five of those drives, the last five, you know, true drives, were 70 yards or more and ended in a touchdown. And that's, I mean, how, as a team, how you can allow that to happen. And you are now letting guys, obviously there's a huge problem within this organization and the defense, because you're looking at guys who are one out of there. Carlos Dunlap, you know, he wants out. You're looking at guys who, they, like I said, they want out of here. They simply do not want to be a part of this anymore. Now, you look at what is going on here with this team. Now, obviously, you know, there's something going on behind the scenes, and it's obviously, it's, you know, it's huge, because now Carlos Dunlap, he wants out. There was the rumor that, you know, the report that had come out stating that John Ross had asked for a trade. Hell, if I'm Joe Burrow, I would ask for the same thing. I wouldn't want to be part of this crap. I mean, you've got a team that simply, I mean, you know, this is, unbelievable. Unbelievable. That these drives continue to happen, that this defense, Lou Anarumo, you know, I don't want to say, you know, I was on Anarumo. I actually praised him a couple weeks ago because of all the injuries and everything like that, and everything's played out, you know, that I was praising him, saying, you know what, he's doing a great job for what, you know, for what's been out there, what he's been given. Well, you know what, flat out, you cannot let this crap continue to happen. Plain and simple, it cannot happen. And yet this team continues week in and week out to let this crap happen. It is, again, simply inexcusable. I don't get why, you know, why this stuff continues to happen. I don't get it. I simply don't understand why, you know, this happens. I you would think that, you know, that a team would, like I said, have some pride in the way things are going. You know, you dropped the first game to the Chargers 16-13, in a game that they should have won. A game they should have won, flat out. They lose the second one to the Cleveland Browns 35-30. Now, that one, like I said, was a toss-up. I think the Bengals could have won that one had they played a little better. But then again, you know, defense-wise, you know, they let Baker Mayfield, my God, they made him look, again, like an absolute all-pro. Philadelphia, again, they pissed that one away right at the end, let Philadelphia go right down the field and tie the game. Simply inexcusable. That's one win right there that the defense let go of late. At that point in time, you should be no worse than 2-1. No worse than 2-1. You should beat LA and you should beat Philadelphia. I'll count the Cleveland game as a loss because, you know, an overall situation, you know, it didn't happen. Jacksonville, you win. Hell, you should be 3-1 going against Baltimore. Baltimore flat took us behind the woodshed in the game that we expected. Then you drop a game where you're up 21 to nothing against the Indianapolis Colts last week, and you get outscored 31-6 after that. You lose again. Right there, another game, you should be 4-1. You should be at no worse 4-1 at that point in time. Or 4-2, I'm so flustered now, I can't even count. Again, it should be 4-2 at this point in time. 4-2. This game, again, you drive right down the field in a game where Joe Burrow throws for 406 yards and leads your team to a game. And, you know, hell, at some point you thought it might have been a game-winning touchdown. But you take the lead with 1:06 to go on a great drive by your rookie quarterback. And you piss it away again defensively. You let your opponent go right down the field. You fall to 1-5-1. When at no worst, you should be 5-2. Plain and simple, 5-2. If this team has any bit of pride, that simply does not happen. Does not happen. But instead of it seemingly preparing to get a victory and work on your defense, seemingly it seems like every week this defensive staff is trying to piss off the guys who were with them from the Marvin Lewis era. It's what it's seeming like. Instead of trying to get better and trying to get things figured out, they don't do it. You know, this, if Zach Taylor hasn't lost the locker room already, which I think he has, if he hasn't lost it already, hot damn, it is done now. It is done now. Because you cannot, you simply cannot allow this to happen. You can't. As a head coach, you cannot let this kind of stuff happen. And obviously this shows one thing. Zach Taylor is way over his head in terms of coaching. Way over his head. There's no excuse for any of this. Now, was it time for Marvin Lewis to go? Yes, it was. Because that voice had simply just had run its course. And by that time, you need a new voice in there, and everything just was starting to not work out. Well, now Zach Taylor simply can't do it. He is 2-19-1. 2-19-1. This is, you know, as Bengals fans, we've been through the lost decade. We've been through it. I've been there. You know, I'm still going to the games. I love this team. I freaking love the Bengals. I love the Bengals. But damn, every single week, I continue to get, like, my heart snapped in half and ripped out of my chest because of crap that should not happen. Should not happen. Step up and make a freaking play. Have pride in yourself and have pride in wanting to go out there and prove everybody wrong. Okay, maybe it's to the point to where these guys just don't want to play for Lou Anarumo and Zach Taylor. I get it. If that's what it is, okay. But damn it, you still got to go out there and you got to make plays. It's flat out come to the realization that this team, they're done. They are completely and utterly done. So with that being the case, somebody's got to go. Somebody's head's got to be on the chopping block. Whose is it? Is it Lou Anarumo? Or is it Zach Taylor? One of them has to go, if not both. And I sure as hell right now I'm leaning to both. And if that's the case, do you bench Joe Burrow? I said it last week. I think you should. That poor guy is going to get killed. Tennessee next week, that ain't going to be pretty. So Tennessee next week, you have a bye week. Okay, you can figure stuff out. Then you come back at Pittsburgh. That is going to be an absolute, I mean, they are going to completely and utterly kill us. Flat out, they are going to kill us. Question now. Does this team win a football? Do they win another game all year? Do they win another football game the rest of the season? Be honest. That's something you need to sit back. If you're watching this, sit back, look at the schedule. Tennessee, at Pittsburgh, at Washington, home against the Giants, at Miami, home against Dallas, Pittsburgh on Monday night, which, my God, that's going to ruin the week of Christmas for me. That's going to be ugly. We go to Houston, and we end up in Baltimore. Do we win another game? Originally, I thought Washington or the Giants might be a winnable game. What this team has continuously shown me, I don't know if it's going to happen. And here's the thing. This is a football team that has talent that can be, like I said, you know, they, you know, looking at the schedule, I would have said 6-10 would have been an adequate number. Okay, I 6-10, I can, it sure as hell is better than 2-14. Do they even get two wins? Do they even get three? I don't know. I don't see it happening. I simply don't, because this team continues to let, they let it slip away week in and week out, every week. Like I said, it is, the pain of being a Bengals fan is just absolutely miserable. Hell, being a Cincinnati sports fan is miserable. You know, you go and you watch FC Cincinnati last night, they lose in the 92nd minute. There's something in this city. What in the hell have we done to deserve all of this crap? All this pain, what have we done to deserve it? Why do we waste our time week in and week out? Is what I just ask myself. I do. I love this team. I know I'm venting right now. But against Tennessee, I'll sit down and I'll watch them. And I'm going to continue to put out the content, continue to put out these videos. But again, I wonder why. I wonder why I do it week in and week out. It is so painful. It gets old. It gets old quick. Why? Why do we continue to put ourselves through this? I don't get it. I simply don't get it. You know, you look at Joe Burrow, like I said, and this, you know, this 35 of 47, 406 yards. You know, great games from Tyler Boyd, A.J. Green, T. Higgins. I mean, Giovanni Bernard was huge in the pass game. Mike Thomas, too, for 54. Drew Sample was good. Hell, Samaje Perine. Auden Tate got targeted once, didn't come down with a reception. My God. I mean, what have we done? What do we have to do to get this to change? What has to happen? But I do know one thing. A change is needed. And it's needed. And it's going to have to happen. And it's going to have to happen. I mean, if it's not this week, it sure as hell has to be next week after the Tennessee game, because here, let's be honest, they're not beating Tennessee. Tennessee is going to take us behind the woodshed. Tennessee just lost to Pittsburgh today at home. Now they're going to come here and want to take it out on us, and by God, we're going to let it happen. If by chance this team decides to take the lead, you know damn well what's going to happen at the end. They're going to let it slip out of their hands. Because that's what this team has become, and that's what they're going to allow to happen. Because this, I don't get it. Because the coaching staff continues to play not to lose, or coach not to lose. So what's going to happen? You're gonna lose, because they don't. It's mind-boggling to me. It is truly mind-boggling to me. Week in and week out, this continues to happen. A team that should be 5-2 right now. Should be. But you know what? They're not. And that tells you a little bit more about it. What this team actually is. Should be 5-2 right now and right towards the top of the division lead. But they're not again. It is what it is. This team is a hell of a lot worse than I thought that, you know, I thought they were. I was giving this team a lot more credit than what I should have been, because obviously it ain't there. And I feel so bad for Joe Burrow and the offensive, the skill players in the offense, because they're making the plays simply to get pissed away and wasted by the defense. Cannot happen. Simply cannot happen. So that's it. I'm done venting. I've been in for a half hour already. I am done. I will be back next week as I recap the Bengals getting completely pummeled. I'm going to foreshadow that one. A spoiler alert, they are going to get murdered next week by the Tennessee Titans. And folks, it ain't going to be pretty. So that's a little foreshadowing for that. I will be back next week to probably vent again. Hell, I don't know. But with that being the case, thank you guys as always for watching and checking this out. I truly appreciate it. You can always follow me on Twitter at IamChrisAsbrock and at ISCincy on Twitter. Make sure you reach out and hit me up, and obviously we can discuss the Bengals and anything sports related. Let's do it. Otherwise, you know, this is it's my little bit of therapy, so it'd be great for everybody else to help out as well. Also, make sure you check out the website, impactsportscincinnati.wordpress.com. That is impactsportscincinnati.wordpress.com. Again, thank you guys as always for checking out the content. You can also listen to the audio version of this, www.anchor.fm/ChrisAsbrock, and obviously on YouTube here if you're watching it, or if you're listening to it, you know, on the podcast and vice versa here, youtube.com/ChrisAsbrock, and there you go. As always, for your fitness needs, make sure you check out fnxfit.com. That is fnxfit.com, and use the promo code BDiesel for 15% off your purchase. That is promo code BDiesel for 15% off your next purchase. As always, thank you guys so much for tuning in. I truly appreciate it. Take care and have yourselves a fantastic rest of your weekend, and I'll be back next week. Take care, everybody.